Although Yosemite National Park is just 4 hours away from Sonoma County, it feels like an entirely different world. A group of 50 Sonoma County residents, from children as young as 4 to grandparents, savored that experience for the first time this weekend as part of a precedent-setting outing organized by Land Paths. But Craig Anderson, executive director of the conservation-focused nonprofit, says the idea for the trip wasn't his.
We don't necessarily create a program that's preset when people come to work with us. That is, we provide an opportunity for the community to tell us how they want to foster a love of the land. So the community brought the idea to us. It seemed perfectly in line with our mission, and so off they go to Yosemite.
It is in some ways an outgrowth of their Vamos a Fiera program, which offered day trips and even some overnight visits to parklands and preservation sites within Sonoma County. Adriana Hohoa says participating in those trips sharpened her appetite for something bigger.
We've been going out with Land Paths, and we've been visiting several parks in Sonoma County. And a few years ago, we asked them to take us a little bit farther. So they were working hard to make it reality, and today we're here.
Yes, we reached her after she arrived in Yosemite with her husband and 2 daughters. And while the cell phone connection wasn't the greatest, she says the experience has been for the whole family.
It's very special for me, for my daughters. They miss one day of school, but I think this is worth it. And I think they will make up the class, but this special event is very important so they can appreciate it and start loving nature.
For Omar Gallardo, Land Paths Outreach and Diversity Director, who's leading the trip, this is his second visit to the park. His first was some time ago as a student, and he's thrilled to be back.
I'm excited that everybody got to come, and that's a double whammy right there. Just the experience of actually allowing folks to witness this is even better.
While the Land Path organization has provided logistic and financial resources to make this trip happen, the participant-based initiation added an important element to it, says Lee Hackling, Land Path's assistant director.
What I'm most proud of about this Yosemite adventure for our organization, the program is helping this group of people have one of their wishes come true, to do something they want to do. It's supporting them pursuing their desire. And that's what makes it community conservation instead of just conservation.
And Craig Anderson believes it will send some long-lasting ripples through the broader local community.
What I think is incredibly valuable here is that we have community members who haven't necessarily always been embraced as citizens, and now they are saying, we feel embraced by Sonoma County, by the community organization known as Land Paths, and we want to experience things that other people experience as Americans. We're part of this.
As the travelers return to their usual lives, they will bring, as Adriana Hohoa says, indelible memories.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's something special for me, a place to relax and to see how beautiful is nature.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.